when it comes to our churches in the BMA, our churches across America? Are we building something that impresses people or something that pleases God? Paul closes Romans chapter 2, verse 29 by saying that true belonging results in praise, not from man, but from God. That's the dividing line, not just for individuals, but for churches. You know, it's possible to have budgets and buildings and programs and attendance and public reputation and still lack the inward work of the Spirit. Revelation chapters 2 and 3 makes that painfully clear. Churches can look alive and be spiritually dead. And Paul's argument throughout the first two chapters of the book of Romans exposes externalism, pagan rebellion, moral superiority, religious pride. All of that crumbles without inward renewal. And the same danger exists in the Bible Belt. We can count nickels and we can count noses. We can host events. We can advertise success. But if there is no spirit-born repentance, if there is no hunger for holiness, no love for Christ, no obedience of faith, then we are building monuments to ourselves. But the goal is not applause now. The goal is well done later. So the question becomes deeply personal. Is your life oriented towards God's approval? Is our church fueled by the Spirit's work? Are we satisfied with visible accomplishment, or are we desperate for inward transformation? The praise that matters, it is not from man, but it is from God. So pray this with me today. Father, make my life and my church hunger more for your well done than for human applause. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today as well. Our Creative Access missionaries in India, and also the Adoma Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of Nigeria.